Palmer, Brother and Sister, W.O., Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. July 14, 1903. Dear Brother and Sister Palmer, I have not forgotten you and your fellow workers in Nashville. Although I have not written to you often, I have often presented you and your family before God in prayer, and have felt the assurance that the Lord would bless you and work with you. If you become worried and run down physically, would it not be best for you to have a change for a time? We should be very glad to have you come to see us at any time. We would welcome you into our home. As you know, I am not always master of my own time, for often I must do much writing without delay. Many letters must be answered, and besides, I am trying to write some concerning the Apostle Paul, preparatory to revising my book, Sketches from the Life of Paul. After completing this revision, I hope to add something to the book, Life Sketches, in order that another edition may be published. The work of revising these books leads us into a profitable field. I'm trying to devise ways and means to advance the Lord's work. I have a strong hope that we shall indeed be laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. My brother, do not load yourself down so heavily that you will become weak. Study from cause to effect. Let us work and watch and pray. Fail not to heed the suggestions I give you. Be diligent in your effort to live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Daily add to your Christian experience. I will try to be a mother to you, if you will allow me to be. May the Lord strengthen you by His rich grace. Work for unbelievers in the high places, as well as in the low places. Search diligently for perishing souls. Oh, think of the yearning desire Christ has to bring to His fold again those who have gone astray. Let us watch for souls as they that must give an account. If I were only young, I would go forth to labor in every place I could visit. But this is not a work that you are appointed to do. Your physical strength would not admit of your laboring much as a traveling evangelist. You can do a good work where you are. Daily live the truth in purity and humility. This is your safety. Be cheerful and of good courage. We do not now see many ways opening for the advancement of the Lord's work in the southern field, because but little new territory has been added lately. Many know not the things that belong to their peace, because the unfaithfulness of men has hedged up the way for the proclamation of the message for this time. Now is the day of our responsibility. And yet, Brother Palmer, you must not be careless or imprudent in your efforts to advance the cause. You cannot do the work of an evangelist because you must not expose yourself to the changes that such a laborer must make. But if you adorn the doctrine of God and of our Savior, you will surely have the joy and peace of Christ in your heart. I will now close this letter. I hope to have time to write to you again soon. May the Lord bless you and your wife and daughter, and give you His sweet peace, which will be health to the physical, mental, and moral powers, is my prayer. With love to all.